From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. We are fresh off the Major League Baseball All-Star break, with the second half of the season getting underway today. But Major League Baseball has been in the news for other reasons recently. Last week, the league agreed to pay $185 million to settle a class action lawsuit brought by thousands of current and former minor league players over wages. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what the settlement means for future compensation in the minors.
The lawsuit includes some 23,000 players dating back to 2009. According to the settlement, the average payout will only be about $5,000. But Michael Roach, a professor in the economics department at Middle Tennessee State University, says more than the money, it's at least an admission from Major League Baseball that they weren't treating these players fairly.
I think for a long time there was this attitude that, you know, you get to play a sport for a living, like you should essentially be grateful for that opportunity and that sort of stuff. And I think the understanding of it sort of evolved that it's, you know, it's essentially a tug of war over a big pile of revenue, and every dollar that's not going to players is going to, you know, ownership of the team.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred was asked this week why minor leaguers weren't paid a living wage. He said he rejected the premise of the question. Michael LaRoy, a labor law expert at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, says that tracks.
Well, the commissioner reportedly makes $17 million a year, so his idea of a living wage might be different from somebody playing in a Class A minor league town who's struggling to make ends meet.
The lawsuit documented that some minor league players are living at or below the poverty line. Many take on second jobs. Marty Conway spent 15 years working in Major League Baseball and now teaches sports industry management at Georgetown. He says what's happening in baseball reflects a growing awareness in society.
I think we're in a period of time over the last couple of years where we're talking about equity all the time, right? We're talking about equity in gender. We're talking about equity in race. And so there's a recognition, rightly so, of past treatment of groups of people who, frankly, help other groups of people make a lot of money.
This settlement comes as part of a restructuring of pro baseball. Major League Baseball got rid of 42 minor league teams a couple of years ago, which means fewer players to pay, and also fewer jobs in cities and towns where minor league baseball was a main attraction. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.